Lieutenant General Clyde Vaughn, a native of Dexter, has been pushing the program that keeps track of all service members exposed to blasts from improvised explosive devices or other blasts, even if they don't show any injuries. Vaughn admits he's been influenced by his sister Susan, who was director of the Missouri Head Injury Council for 17 years. She says a record of those who were nearby but don't appear to be injured can pay off years later.
How can we make sure that we don't miss these folks that are not going to be identified, and then they're out of the system, and you know what's going to happen is people are going to say, well, it didn't have anything to do with the war. You must have just fallen on your head. So is there a way to kind of keep people from having problems, but at least try to intervene?
General Vaughn says people who leave the military might not have the same easy access to treatment and care as their active duty military counterparts can get through military facilities that have personnel familiar with blast-related problems, especially those that show up in post-traumatic injuries. The Guard set up the system. Vaughn is pushing to spread it throughout the services. Bob Perdue, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.